It's a new era for Sinn Féin. That's the political party that has fought for a united, independent Ireland. Sinn Féin had close ties to the Irish Republican Army during 3 decades of violence in Northern Ireland, known as the Troubles. Now the party has elected a new leader. Here's NPR's Lauren Frere.
Police have now confirmed that the IRA gunman...
For 35 years, Sinn Féin was led by Gerry Adams, who frequently refused to condemn shootings and bombings by the Irish Republican Army.
I will not condemn the IRA. The IRA is quite legitimate in its resistance to...
But eventually Adams rejected armed struggle and helped broker the Good Friday peace agreement that ended the violence. Sinn Féin's new president, Mary Lou MacDonald, says she can never replace such an important figure.
The truth is, my friends, I won't fill Gerry's shoes. But the news is that I brought my own.
And they are very different shoes. Past Sinn Féin leaders have had working class roots in British-ruled Northern Ireland. MacDonald is from a middle class family. She went to private school. And most importantly, she's from the south, the Republic of Ireland. And that reflects a change in Sinn Féin strategy.
The locus of Sinn Féin's priorities is no longer in Belfast. It's in the south of Ireland. It's in Dublin.
Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, says Sinn Féin wants to win power on both sides of the UK-Irish border in order to eventually unite Northern Ireland with the Republic. Leahy recalls when MacDonald was first elected to the European Parliament in 2004.
Nobody had ever heard of her, but she was so different. Southern, young, female, speaking with a kind of distinctive Dublin middle-class accent that was so, so different to the public face of Sinn Féin.
Trinity College Dublin, MacDonald's alma mater, is filled with the sort of young, educated voters Sinn Féin hopes to attract. But Grace Farrell, a Catholic student from the north who has voted for Sinn Féin, says she worries the party is trying to boost its appeal without really changing its sectarian stance.
It's catering to what they think we want. I grew up, I didn't meet one Protestant, I didn't meet one Unionist. And if you aren't exposed to those people, then obviously you're going to have prejudices. And like, I think that made me and all my friends just disillusioned. A lot of my friends don't vote.
Friends like Susie Crawford, also from the North, but from a Protestant family. She says it'll take more than a female leader to get her to vote for Sinn Féin.
Whenever you have female leaders, if they're in these super old and like bigoted and awful parties, it doesn't mean they're good people just because they're ladies. And I love ladies. I'm a feminist.
MacDonald supports centre-left policies, equality and social services. She wants to end Ireland's abortion ban. And she also supported legalising same-sex marriage. But many voters think that on the big political issues, MacDonald will stick to the Sinn Féin party line. One called her Gerry Adams in a skirt. That's MacDonald's biggest challenge, says Grainne McGuire, an Irish social commentator.
Irish politics is very much tribal, who your grandparents voted for. And I think now Mary Lou MacDonald is part of a newer generation who came of age during the peace process. So she doesn't have any of that baggage.
She represents a new face of Sinn Féin, McGuire says, which wants now to be known for its policies rather than its controversial history. Lauren Frere, NPR News, Dublin.